أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that when you are ready for even shahadat, becoming a martyr in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will test you at much more easier and smaller things. Some harm, deficiency that will come, or in the form of fear, in the form of hunger, in the form of lives being taken away, and in the form of your fruit and your results what you get, that being destroyed. So people will make sabr on that, and that these things are going to happen, and Allah is that kind being that before it happened, He already equipped us to defend ourselves. It is like a teacher who has prepared his students properly for the exam, and after preparing them properly, now he puts the exam to them. So when they are prepared properly, they are going to pass that exam with flying colors. So Allah also prepared us. Firstly, Allah said, with sabr and salat, that Allah has given it to us. Sabr is within us. And namaz, the essence of which is dua, that also Allah has given us. And with that, Allah has prepared us for the highest form of sacrifice and test, that is of shahadat, giving one's life in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And with that, Allah will make all the other smaller tests of this dunya, whatever type of fear that comes, hunger that comes, any type of people passing away, close family people, and any other harm, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy. And that will be with sabr. And those who use this quality, this defense which Allah has given us, Allah says with regard to them, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ اور خوش خبری دو ان صبر کرنے والوں کو, and give glad tidings to those people who make sabr. And the sabr will be when these difficulties come, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبًا, کہ جب پہنچے ان کو کوئی مصیبت, when any difficulty, harm comes to them. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that even if your shoelace breaks, that is also a harm. For all that also turn to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, any smallest thing of this dunya also. And whatever difficulty and harm comes to a person, all of that he should turn to Allah Ta'ala, he should make sabr. And the form of it also, Allah Ta'ala has given us that how to make that sabr. One good thing on top of another, that good thing on top of another, how many ways Allah has made it easy for the believers that they can overcome any and all difficulties, trials and exams which Allah will put to them, but that they can come through with all that. With that it is that there will be no question of depression for a believer. A person who keeps up, he won't lose hope in any way. All the time he will be on top of all matters. So one great thing again Allah Ta'ala gives to these people is that whenever these difficulties come to them, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, تو کہیں ہم تو اللہ ہی کا مال ہے. They say we belong to Allah. We are Allah's. We are not even ours that we belong to Allah. We are Allah's. Allah has made us. Nothing is ours. Not our eyes are ours. This is also, we are influenced by the wrong things of this dunya. That we think it's my things. My body. It's not my body. I can't use my body also as I want to. I can't give any parts of my body to another person. It is an amanat given to me by Allah Ta'ala. I can't use my body as I want to. Not a male, not a female. No one can use it because it belongs to Allah. Allah has made it. It's not ours at all. There is a complete wrong thing that we have got in our minds, in mind. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Malana Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali says, when he was about 2 or 3 years old, he had a little pillow. Like, for example, children have a teddy bear and they just love it and they sleep with it, they hug it, etc. So he had a pillow. So one time his father took it and then he cried for it and he said, my pillow. His father gave him one slap and told him, from now already mine. You'd hardly started earning and you're already saying mine. Nothing belongs to us. He says from that age, his whole life, he realized that nothing belongs to me. Nothing is mine. So everything is Allah Ta'ala's. And even worse, if we think it belongs to the government. Nothing belongs to the government. We are all totally only Allah Ta'ala's. We belong only to Allah Ta'ala, and to whom it belongs, he has got the full right to deal with us as he pleases, to do with us, everyone, what he owns, he can do in that as he pleases. So we belong totally to Allah. We did not make our eyes, neither did our parents make our eyes. Nobody made them but Allah Ta'ala. We did not make our hearts, neither did our parents, neither did any cardiologist make our heart. Only Allah has made it, and it's only in Allah's control. Our heart is not in our control. Our heart is not in a cardiologist's own heart, is not in his control. Nothing is with us. It all belongs to Allah. So this inna lillah, if we can just get that also straight, that we belong totally to Allah, and Allah can do with us as he pleases. And we, for us then, is just to submit to Allah. And this is that sabr, that we submit. And a person who does that, he will find great ease and comfort, peace and tranquility in his life, when he knows that I belong to Allah, Allah does as he wants to. A good doctor, for example, you have an upset stomach, and he tells you not to eat for the whole day, or one or two days just to live on juices, or something like that. He is very kind to you, that your stomach will come right, and then you can start eating again. So what Allah takes away from us, and if we pass that process which Allah wants us to, to make sabr, Allah takes us to a higher stage. Here in this dunya, if we are not eating something because of some illness, then we are on a diet. Doctor has put us on a diet. It is just to start eating again at a later stage. But when Allah puts us, so to say, on a diet in any form, then Allah Ta'ala doesn't just put us back again to eating. Allah gives us the superior things of this world. Allah takes away our dunya and opens our akhirat for us. Opens and takes away the rotten and useless enjoyments of this dunya and gives us the true enjoyments of the heart, of being with Allah Ta'ala, of making tilawat, of making dua, of making dhikr. Allah opens that, and Allah Ta'ala gives a person those pleasures which he did not imagine. Also, this words, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, they are great, great gift, and it was given exclusively for this ummah. The ummahs of before did not have it. Like Yaqub alayhi salam, when he lost Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf, what a pity, where is my Yusuf? Because he did, and the words Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un compared to Ya Asafa, those words cannot compare anything to these great words which Allah Ta'ala has given. Just the outward words also which Allah has given this ummah are so superior that the previous ummahs cannot measure it at all. And then the reality of it, the inner meaning of it, nobody and nothing can come anywhere near it. This Allah Ta'ala has given to us, and almost all of us know these words, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But very seldom do we read them. Whatever any difficulty comes, we should be reading it. Today, when we tell somebody this dua and you just start it, he'll read the dua faster for you than what you can. He knows the dua. But ask him if he reads the dua, then there we are totally deficient. Simple thing like Bismillah before eating. How many of us we don't read that Bismillah? So we are very deficient. So the knowledge to reasonably we have got, but the amal of it, and the one main reason for not making amal, we haven't got that yaqeen, that conviction on it. We have got yaqeen on dunya's things, but on deen we haven't got. So just this that we say, inna lillah, that we belong to Allah Ta'ala, and everything is Allah's, and Allah does as He pleases, and fa'alul hakeem la yakhlu anil hikmah. The work of a wise person is never without wisdom. So whatever Allah does, outwardly it seems to be our harm, but there is great, not only wisdom, but great benefit also for us. Like Khizr alayhi salam, when he made that, he damaged that ship, outwardly it seemed harm, but he saved the whole ship for those people. And he did not let it get stolen by the king who wanted to take that ship. So everything, outwardly it might seem some harm, but there are great, great benefits in there. So these are great words that Allah has given us. We should try and learn the reality of it, ponder over it, and make an effort that it becomes part of our life. Not just talking and hearing, not just knowing, but that we are not only practicing also, but the reality comes into our life, we will see that this is relatively one small part of our deen. But this is also so valuable. What to say if reasonably deen comes into our lives? We will just walk over the world like Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum did, but that was when they had deen in their lives. Not just the knowledge of deen, and not just the outward form of deen, but in its reality. So that is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. May Allah give us tawfiq to work in this direction and bring these realities into our lives.